We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Tomorrow is Juneteenth, National Independence Day. President Biden signing the bill, making it a federal holiday. June 19th, 1865, the day Union soldiers told slaves in Galveston, Texas, they were free. 2.5 years after Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, 1010 Winds' Larry Mullen spoke with the son of a slave, Daniel Smith, who used to listen to his father, Abram, tell stories of the horrors of slavery.
Then he talked about the hanging tree, a couple of guys, I don't know if girls or boys or men or women, they tried to escape. They were chained together. And they took off running, but the dogs found them. And so slave master hanged them right where they found them, up in the tree.
Smith's father, a slave on a Virginia plantation. After he was freed, he moved to Connecticut, where Daniel was born and grew up. But despite what he endured, Daniel tells 1010 Winds his father loved America and being an American. Coming up in a look at how Juneteenth is being celebrated in Harlem. This is the final weekend of campaigning for the candidates who want to replace Bill de Blasio. The city mayoral primary is on Tuesday, and the latest poll has Eric Adams maintaining his lead. A McLaughlin and Associates survey shows 21% rank Adams as their first choice. Mile Wiley gets 16.5%. Catherine Garcia, 16.2%. Some pollsters say whoever wins, it could be a photo finish. Wiley and Garcia are close behind Adams, and more than a fifth of respondents are still undecided. As for early voting of those asked in this poll, just more than 5% had already cast their ballots. A fight over parking leaves a 15-year-old stabbed to death in Brooklyn.
Police say a 48-year-old man was taken into custody shortly after they say he stabbed 15-year-old Tori Lovick in the chest around 2:30 Thursday afternoon in front of 158 Decatur Street in Stuyvesant Heights. The stabbing, they believe, over a parking spot. The teen pronounced dead at the hospital. Nearby residents like this woman say it's shocking. She spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
It's sad and it's a shame, especially when it has something to do with an adult and a child. That really doesn't make any sense.
This comes as the city has seen a rise in murders so far this year. According to the latest numbers, a more than 50% increase from 2019. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
In Washington Heights, a little boy is the victim of a vicious robbery. 4-year-old Gabriel Flores was with his grandma and her dog in an apartment at 182nd Street and Audubon Avenue last Saturday when a homeless parolee allegedly ripped a gold chain from the boy's neck. 46-year-old Orlando Duras has now been charged in that robbery. That chain was worth $900, a gift from the little boy's mom. The 4-year-old's skin was cut when the chain was snatched. He's otherwise physically okay. Duras got out on parole in 2018 for a 2013 robbery. He has served two other stints in a state prison. Instead of the whirs and the beeps and the chimes, you'll soon hear this if you head to Atlantic City. Because of a surge of crime among young people, the city is going to sound sirens at 10 o'clock every night to mark the start of a curfew. At 10, everybody younger than 18 has to get off the streets. Mayor Marty Small at a Boardwalk news conference says It has been a rough few weeks in AC. Recently, a Broadway merchant was killed in a fight with two young people. If you break the curfew, repeat violation fines can be as high as $1,000. The law does make exception for kids under 18 attending a school function or carrying out an errand assigned to them by a parent or guardian, provided they go straight home after they're done. Juneteenth, now a national holiday. It's being marked today because the 19th falls on a Saturday. How is Harlem celebrating? Live on the 1010 Winds Newsline, Angie Hancock, founder of Experience Harlem and creator of Shop and Sip. Angie, thank you for being here. Can you tell our listeners who aren't familiar with Shop and Sip what that's all about?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Shop and Sip is about celebrating Harlem's Black-owned businesses. We're so thrilled that Juneteenth is now a national holiday, and we have been celebrating Black-owned businesses, arts and cultural institutions in Harlem for the last 15 years. And we're inviting New Yorkers to come up to Harlem and celebrate with us. There is a list of 14 shops and retailers that will be offering specials throughout the weekend. And when you shop at one of the participating retailers, you will receive a complimentary cocktail at one of the restaurants.
Ooh.
But in addition to that, we're featuring over 150 restaurants, shops, and arts and cultural institutions in our guide to Black Harlem. And there's lots of activities and celebrations that are taking place in Marcus Garvey Park. The mayor will be in Harlem later this evening in St. Nicholas Park celebrating Juneteenth with us. So please visit experienceharlem.com to learn about the various events and celebrations that will be taking place throughout the weekend.
Okay, experienceharlem.com. When we talk about this throughout the course of the day here on 1010 Winds, we'll make sure, Angie, to give out that website so people can get all the details. Thank you for sharing them with us. Before I let you go, just what does it mean to the people of Harlem for Juneteenth to finally be a holiday?
You know, I honestly can't put it into words. It's definitely a very important that national, not only in New York State, which acknowledged the holiday last year, but that federally we're recognizing the holiday nationally. But it can't begin to make up for the blood and sweat and tears and sacrifices of our ancestors. All we can do is to make it better for the generations that are ahead of us by strengthening our community, strengthening our businesses.
So eloquently said. Angie, we thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Juneteenth weekend.
You as well. Well, what a time for an ambulance crew in the Bronx. They saved a man's life, and for their efforts, he attacked them. Here's our Sam Liebman.
The video shows a man punching and breaking the glass of the side door of an ambulance, then going inside as one of the crew runs out the back. Paramedic Anthony Almogera, who is vice president of the FDNY EMS Officers Union, says the man started in the ambulance.
The guy wakes up, becomes extremely violent, starts attacking the crew member who's in the back, the EMT in the back of the ambulance.
It happened Thursday night on Pelham Parkway. One of the crew was punched and spit on, but is okay. He says these incidents are nothing new.
We go into all the same dangerous situations as cops and firefighters. And this mayor, you know, has done nothing to help the quality of life of EMS workers, namely with pay and benefits.
Almogera says in addition to EMS's role in the pandemic, this highlights the dangers of the job. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds News.
To New Jersey now, where Governor Murphy is expected to announce some really good news at noon on vaccinations. The state has achieved well in advance Murphy's deadline to fully vaccinate 4.7 million adult residents by the 30th of June. That means 70% of the state's adult population is now protected against the virus. A new Associated Press NORC poll finds many Americans are indeed relaxing precautions taken during the pandemic, and they're getting back to everyday life. A majority say they have returned to bars and restaurants, traveling, attending events such as movies or sports. Still, 34% think restrictions in their area have been lifted too soon. About 4 in 10 rate the pace of reopening about right.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.